Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, everybody, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, and I'm here with Will Sommer, and we're going to be talking about the newest entrant into the Florida Republican primary for governor, a character, a man named James Fishback, who is roiling the right, in part because I don't want to say he's like a charlatan. He's got some credentials, but like his text messages, which you uncovered from a separate lawsuit, make him seem a little bit quirky, to put it mildly. Why don't you explain to us why this guy, who this guy is and why he's running for office?
Yeah, so James Fishback is a 30-year-old financier, seems a little elevated.
That doesn't seem right. Financier's not right. He was like a mid-level guy at a, I don't know, what was it, a firm, financial firm? What was it?
At a hedge fund, yeah. He's an analyst, which I think is pretty low
he's
level.
He's analyst. That's a good way to put it.
But he's kind of fashioned himself. So he's 30. He's kind of this, I say in the piece, he's kind of like a pipsqueaky energy. He's kind of like a little track record guy. And basically, he's used his experience in the financial industry to fashion. He was a big supporter of Doge. He's on Fox Business all the time. He's a real he's like, Donald Trump's got to clean out the Federal Reserve. And so this is kind of how he built his platform. And now he's running against Byron Donalds, who is Trump's pick to be the next governor of Florida. And Trump people are flipping out about it because James Fishback, he has no political experience. He has, I think, very little credibility with voters, but he's willing to go absolutely nuclear constantly on Byron Donalds. And I think that is going to present at least an irritant to them.
I think it's worth sort of explaining, because I don't think normal people would say, okay, this guy's 30 years old and he was an analyst at a hedge fund. Like, how did he even get into the stratosphere where he would even consider the possibility of running for governor? Like, what the fuck? It's like an incredible amount of ego to do something like that. And what is his constituency? And I still don't quite know. Like, how did he get to this point? I mean, he was involved, I guess, in Doge and he's hyperactive online, but so are a lot of people. Like, what is the basis for this run?
Well, he's got a healthy ego, I would say, and a very strong view of himself. I mean, he's a guy who basically, I saw someone, he released his announcement video. I saw someone on X describe it as MAGA slop. I mean, he's jumping on to every kind of, in kind of a Trumpian way. He's jumping on a lot of these policy issues that I think are gaining currency on the right. Like, he's extremely against H-1B visas to have foreigners work in America. He wants to abolish property taxes, which is obviously a Ron DeSantis thing, who he's kind of trying to align himself with. He's against AI data centers. So he's getting on these kind of popular issues, I think, particularly in Florida. He's really against outsiders moving to Florida. He made a splash
what?
When he was just
isn't
like,
that like Florida's half of Florida's economy is snowbirds?
It is. But he's saying, if Zohran ruins New York, I don't want to hear about it. Stay out of Florida. Semaphore profiled him and he interviewed a woman or was meeting with a woman who had an idea that there should be a lottery to allow access to Florida for people from outside the state. Like, you shouldn't just be able to move there freely. he's just jumping on a lot of these sort of hot button issues. And that's how he's built a lot of his profile.
Again, it doesn't make for a profile. I will just say he's also blatantly racist towards Donalds, right? Like he Donalds, who is black, he's called him DEI Donalds, and he has said repeatedly that Donalds is a quote slave to his donors. And like, that's not even subtle. That's bad stuff. But like the coup de grace is this lawsuit that he's involved in. So I'll just said, I want to go through some of the allegations, but from your piece, I just want to be clear. He served at a firm called Greenlight Capital. He was a research analyst, but he started going around calling himself head of macro. I guess he was called that once, right? Or something like that. Is that what happened?
So this emerged in this lawsuit that became like a big kind of meme in the financial community. The idea, basically, he was working as a low level research analyst at this hedge fund run by this billionaire who's like a David Einhorn, who's well known in Wall Street. And he was this junior employee. And, you know, in David Einhorn's telling, James sucked at his job and was just like, he was obsessed with creating an anti-woke alternative to high school debate. And so, like, he was always going on Fox News to talk about it. He was running this kind of separate nonprofit about debate. And they would just be saying, like, you don't seem to be actually working here, per se. Like, you know, and he'd say, like, I'm going to get it together. And they'd say, okay, all right, you have 5 months to work on this one project. And then the presentation would come, and then it would look like he wrote it, like, right before the doors open, and he had to
do
the
PowerPoint. Oh, my God.
And so ultimately, basically, they scheduled a meeting with him to fire him. And then he said, actually, I'm quitting. So I'm quitting to start my own hedge fund.
And that's why they sued him, right? Because he was like breaking a non-compete, and he was going out there misrepresenting the role that he had played at the firm and all that stuff.
Yeah, he was saying this very elevated head of macro, which is essentially like head of like monitoring interest rates and kind of doing trades around that. And they said, no, you're kind of this the dude who didn't do very well at this junior role here. and he said, well, I have this one email where they described me as a head of macro to get me on the list for a conference. And then they said, well, yeah, that's because you wanted to go and you were kind of like this nobody. So we decided to inflate your title this one time to get you in the door. And so he keeps – there's like a lot of schemes that go along with this.
Well, I want to get into those in a second because it's so funny, but I love the idea of just calling yourself head of macro. Like it's so funny. Is that even a job title? Who knows? But now it's like something not at the firm now, but maybe in real life I can adopt that. All right. So in the course of this lawsuit, and then the countersuits, all these texts become public and they show that this man, James Fishback, is like the ultimate schemer, like along the lines of like not quite Jack Berkman-ish, and people would know if they know, but like he's kind of close, right? Like he's doing stuff that is very shady. A lot of like plans to sort of, you know, present himself in the public as someone he's not. What were some of your favorite discoveries from these texts?
Yeah. And, you know, I would just say James went to Georgetown, as did I. James dropped out a couple years after I graduated. and I guess he's also unique to me because like I feel like I know a lot of people like this. These kind of like real kind of like fake it till you make it kind of Georgetown character. That said, basically what he needed was he knew Greenlight was probably going to sue him over calling himself head of macro as he was raising money for his own hedge fund. So then he says, well, I need them to tell I need an investor to do a reference check on me and have them deny the head of macro thing so that I can sue for defamation. So he sends all these texts. He has this this conservative college student helping him, who's kind of like his crony. And he's saying, you know, you need to get, you know, you email this Wall Street Journal reporter and get them to write about how they're doing me wrong. And the guy would say, okay, I did it. And he would be like, oh my God, this is James Fishback. Oh my God, I love you. No Diddy. I guess it's like no homo now. Or he would say like, we will destroy this man. I mean, all these things that like, you do not want to come out in a lawsuit. He got one investor to finally agree to do this reference check. And then this is crazy. This is James and his dad. And the dad would be like, that investor is the goat. And then James would say like base number one homeboys, stuff like that. And then he was also trying to sort of inflate his social
to his media dad platform. To his dad.
Well, and then his dad would say, oh, he's the goat.
Hold on. It's too good. I want to read the Barry Rice thing. So I just don't want you to step on it because it's too funny. I want to read it straight. This is just an example of some of the hilarious bullshit this guy was pulling off.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is just straight from Will's piece. In one of the more embarrassing exchanges entered into the record, Fishback urged the college student to send an anonymous email to Barry Weiss's Free Press, praising an article that Fishback had written for the site. The article was fairly unoriginal and reductive. In it, Fishback made the case to scrap debate moderators and have presidential campaigns go at it like Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas in their 1858 Senate race. Wow. deep thoughts. Perhaps for that reason, Fishback ended up writing the anonymous laudatory email praising his column himself and urged the Free Press to have Fishback write a follow-up article.
And so you can see kind of throughout, he does these like little maneuvers to sort of inflate his platform, make himself look more popular than he is. And I think that's relevant as he enters this gubernatorial race where he's constantly, I would say, quote tweeting accounts that appear to have been relatively recently created saying we love James Fishback.
This guy's amazing.
And so, you know, he tells the college student to buy likes on Twitter. It's just so funny having this like seemingly very hapless college student roped into his schemes.
Oh, that was the saddest part where he like made him like, he's like, spend money on this. He's like, what do you want him to spend money on?
You know, he's engaged in these like Twitter battles with David Einhorn. And he's like, you know, use one of the sock puppet accounts to tweet this. And then 5 minutes later, he'd be like, this needs to happen now. And the college student would be say, I'm sorry, I'm in class. Or, you know, he's like, you got to respond to this guy. And he'd say, sir, this man has an anime profile. I just don't know if it's worth it. I don't think that's a serious person.
Do we know how he found this college student and who the college student is?
Yeah, it's a guy named Alex Mungia, who I believe is still with the new hedge fund. He was a blogger for Lone Conservative, which was like sort of a conservative college blog back in the day. So I suspect they kind of met in Florida, young Republican circles.
And he's still with Fishback. He doesn't realize that he's been abused.
Well, to your point, I mean, there's a point where he's trying to get his dad. I mean, these are like lawsuit worthy schemes. And so he's saying, okay, well, you know, we're posing as this investor to the hedge fund. But obviously you're a kid, so you can't do the phone call or to this journalist. And so now get your dad to do it. And he's like, my dad.
He wanted his college student stooge to call his dad to get his dad involved in this ridiculous escapade. This kid's probably like, my dad doesn't know this shit.
My dad doesn't know what I'm up to. Hey, dad, I need you to tell this Wall Street Journal reporter you're a hedge fund investor.
Can you imagine you having to rope in your father into that? My dad would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Please stop dealing with this James Fishback character. All right. What's the chances he ends up as governor?
I think pretty low. I mean, Polymarket, I think, had it at like 10%.
10%?
I think the issue is going to be that – like he's just going to really, I mean, and I should say he's trying to align himself with DeSantis. DeSantis World wants nothing to do with him. As far as I can tell, they have I think the lieutenant governor they want to run. And so there's the sense that I think though that like because of his rhetoric and he could just make the race really ugly. I mean, he sent me this email. I think one of his first times he called Byron Donalds a slave to his donors was in an email to me. And I was sort of like, God, do you want to try that one again? You know, do you want to run that back? I guess not.
It's like, no, I like this one. This is precisely the point.
So, the other thing I would briefly add here is he created an ETF, which, you know, folks are like kind of mutual funds, that was specifically the anti-H1B ETF. And then it got delisted by the company that packaged it. And he said, this is anti-conservative bias, all this stuff. And the company said, oh, no, we just saw all the text messages that you did that emerged in this lawsuit. We don't want to be in business with you. So now it looks like he's going to owe David Einhorn something like $2 million.
Yeah, I saw that. Is he like independently wealthy or something? Where is he going to get the money?
No. Well, he might live in the governor's mansion so he could save money on rent that way. Or
there you go.
Sell off Disneyland. I don't know.
It's just, I mean, there is some, as comedic as this is, like there is like a larger point to it. Which is that in the modern Republican political movement, it's not maybe enough of a constituency, but there is a constituency for this type of crazy, provocative, jump on every trend behavior. And if it gets a 10% chance to win the governorship, I mean, that's not nothing, folks. Like that's wild stuff.
I guess that's the larger takeaway is sort of the modern Republican Party is just so open to hucksters. And like, I don't think this guy's going to win, but that he could get to the point where Byron Donalds is having to address him during speeches saying, James Fishback, he's not.
Yeah, Randy Fine had to address him, right? I mean, so Congressman Randy Fine, who himself is a real character, like had to go after the guy, and the White House has gone after the guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we had a deputy chief of staff saying, you know, this guy's lying, and you know, he doesn't have Trump's endorsement.
Like, would there be a parallel on the left? Like, who would be the corollary here? I can't even think of someone like this. But it's like, it just doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't compute to me. But that being said, if you're a college student who's been, you know, hired by James Fishback to do some crazy shit, and you want to, you know, send it to us and let us know what it's like, we're open to hearing from you. Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people are bringing him up at Byron Donald's events on colleges. I wonder, is this truly an organic surge, or is there something else going on?
Oh, he's going to throw so much shit against the wall. This is going to be the most mudslingy campaign possible. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, but in all seriousness, if you've dealt with James Fishback and you have some texts and you want to share them with Will, drop a note to Will. We would love to see what you got.
I'm here. I want it all. I love that. This just gave me an appetite for James Fishback text.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hey, for those who are watching, subscribe to the feed. We get great conversations like this. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.